Nato Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastoma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Cape Bhagavat Sundarbha, Adhyayana 4, Adhikarana 6, The Personal Potencies of the Lord. Page 104. Vidya of the first type, internal, causes realization of the Lord. This is a special function of the Samvit Shakti. Vidya of the second, material type, is the door to revelation of the first type of vidya. Avidya of the first type is the cause of forgetting the Lord's powers. It is a function of the bliss of prema, of his mother and others. Gopi, jana vidya kala prerakaha. The Lord inspires the gopis with prema filled with ignorance of his powers. Gopala Tapani Upanishad. This will be described in its proper place. The second type of avidya is the cause of the jivas forgetting the Lord's sarup with the special function of covering the jiva. Right? So the vidya na vidya, then one, then, what do you call it? Causes the realization of the Lord, right? So if the internal potency and the avidya then causes the forgetfulness of the sweetness. So then you go beyond just that understanding he's God and everything like that. And then you're able to appreciate in that aspect. But you see here in the material world, then it's the opposite. So then in the material world, the vidya here then brings you closer to the transcendental vidya. So that's why the apara vidya, it has its advantage that if it's used in connection with paravidya, it brings you closer. But if it's not used in aparavidya, it's just avidya. Right? And then the avidya is what covers the living entity. So that means you can use the aparavidya to uncover and realize the Lord by engaging in the Lord's service, or if you're not using the Lord's service, it's just another covering. Right? Maybe a pious covering, but it's still a covering. Does that make sense? You know, like Prabhupada gives the example of the ball and chain. Might be a gold ball and chain, but still, it's a ball and chain.
Now, what is the relationship between vidya and samvit shakti?
Samvit, because it's satchit ananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss.
Yes.
So samvit's known as the is that aspect of the that knowledge.
Like with chit,
no? Yes, chit. Chit, samvit. Chit and samvit are same.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. So in this case, then that's what's being brought up. Like that. Does that make sense? But it's also what is, that's the area of activities and that. So depending on what you're looking at, then you have, it'll have different names.
Yes.
So in this, you have the eternity. Then you have the knowledge, because in here, then you're applying and understanding who we are and applying it in practical activities. No, don't bother. Okay. And so then, what do you call it? Then you have, what do you call it? What's next?
Ananda.
Ananda. Yeah. And so this ananda, then that's going to be the absorption in the Lord's sarup. Right? So now, when that knowledge will reveal the Lord's sarup, but in the capacity of how he's the supreme, you know, the opulence in that. But then the transcendental avidya potency, that will then create the difficulty of... it won't create any difficulty. It will create the forgetfulness of those things. Does that make sense? Like that. And so then that's the problem. That means on the material platform, it makes you, brings you, covers you in ignorance of everything and the Lord. And in the spiritual world, it just covers his majesty. Does that make sense? So then there's that flavor. Does that make sense? Like that. These guys are a little bit more enthusiastic than me. Maybe you should encourage them to go. Because normally they do that for about 10 seconds. And then you know, I expected him to end up on the ground, but they didn't. So at least it's, I thought we have a peaceful environment here so everyone feels comfortable. Okay. So is that, you understand how it works in the reverse? Like that. The word cha, so these are all spiritual potencies because they're all the associates of the Lord. Right? It means you have the six opulences and then you have the vidya and avidya. Right? And so then they're with the Lord. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. The word cha in the verse 55 indicates other shaktis of the first type. Sandini, Samvit, Ladini, Bhakti, Adhara Shakti, Murti, Vimala, Purity, Jaya, Yoga, Prahvi, Ishana, and Anugraha, Mercy. Sandini is also called Satya, Truth in Existence. And Jaya is called Utkarshani, Attractive. Yoga means Yogamaya. Samvit is the jnana and ajnana shaktis, causing awareness of the Lord and forgetting his powers. This is also called Shuddha Sattva. Right? So in Shuddha Sattva, then is that knowledge of the Lord and the forgetfulness of the position. Right? Depending on what it is. If your mood is like the jnana shakti, you have the aspect of within the jnana, each and kriya, the jnana there is going to cause the appreciation of the Lord's, what do you call it? Majesty or not, appreciation of the Dham, right? Because that's the first principle, is you become aware of the Dham and appreciate the grandeur or the sweetness of the Lord, right? You know, the second feature, then it reveals the position of the activities of the Lord. Right? You know, it's just like by gaining the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then you give up all material endeavor that switches you over to the transcendental. Right? And then, having been there, then it reveals the Dham. Right? Because Janava is with Nityananda Prabhu. So then you appreciate the holy Dham. Then, by gaining the mercy of the six Goswamis, then the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are revealed. Right? So you first have the Dham, then you have all these other things. All right. Hey. Does that make sense?
Is it the same principle for a devotee who wants to go to Vaikuntha?
Yes, I mean, there has to be some touch of a jnana there. Otherwise, then you see when you remove all that, it just has the jnana potency. Then with Arjuna seeing the universal form, it's just overwhelming. Yes. Because he's unlimited. So there has to be a balance, but the point is it still has the majesty remains in the prominence. You be seen as the greatness. So then when you bring in sweetness, then that means that there has to be, you have to forget that greatness. That's why I like the Braj Basis, even you talk about his greatness, it doesn't really mean anything. Right? You know, so they're talking about how, you know, they're so absorbed in the material platform and, you know, as family persons and, you know, organizing everything and all that, and when will they be able to, you know, attain to the spiritual realm? Because they all worship Vishnu. Like that. And so they're already in the spiritual world with Krishna. They're already in the highest position. So then Krishna takes them all to that place where Akura then had that vision, you know, of Vaikuntha and Krishna and Balaram and that. And then seeing Vaikuntha there and how they're all there, and then they thought, oh, okay, nice, nice. So they just don't see these things. You know, it'll come up in a conversation. You know, Garga Muni said this, he's a special and all this, and oh, okay, so maybe that's why. But It's still just their child. You know, because you have to explain. So, that, you know, you throw this in and it explains. But it doesn't have any significance, really. You know, it's just like you don't hear when the Brajbasis go to Mathura that they're impressed with the opulence, or when they go to Kurukshetra that they're impressed with the opulence. Right? They're just going with Krishna and doing things to Krishna, and they've come to Kurukshetra to see Krishna. And, you know, so all opulence doesn't actually have any importance for them. The second type of... Prahvi is the cause of manifesting unlimited variety. Ishana is the cause of... is the cause of the Shakti of ruling everything. The second type of these Shaktis manifests similar in the material world, because remember, they all have their expansions on the material platform. Similar items in the material world, they do the similar things. The functions of Maya are not described since they serve material activities. In Bhagavatam, Maya service is considered to be ordinary, right? Samanya, it's not overly special. Since the service lies in the material realm, taking shelter of the Purusha avatar, an Amsa of Bhagavan at a great distance. Right? So then in that, she's serving the Lord, because it's there, but from a distance, and then just an Amsa of the Lord. Because you don't see her serving in the spiritual world, right? There, then she's in her natural position. Right? Udriti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur elaborates in Jiva Dharma the following. Brajana, to which category of Krishna Shakti does Srimati Radhika belong? Raghunath Das Babaji. Sri Krishna is Purna Shaktiman, the supreme energetic in his highest original form, and Srimati Radhika is Purna Shakti, his supreme energy in her highest original form. Also, Srimati Radhika may be known as Purna Surup Shakti, the absolute embodiment of the original divine energy of the Lord, and identical with him. For example, musk is recognizable by and inseparable from its inherent fragrance. Similarly, fire is known by and is inseparable from its heat. Similarly, Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna, relishing their transcendental pastimes, are eternally distinct personalities, but simultaneously non-different and inseparable. So that's the aspect, how you get the non-difference, but the difference. It's just like fire and heat and light. You can't separate them. But you can say, here's the fire, here's the heat, here's the light. But they're non-different. Does that make sense? They go together. You can't have any of them without the other. Shakti means there's Shaktiman. Shaktiman means there must be Shakti. They're inherent. The three active potencies, Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, and Maya Shakti, emanate from the Sarup Shakti. Another name of the Chit Shakti is Antaranga Shakti, the internal spiritual potency. And another term for the Jiva Shakti is Tatastha Shakti, the marginal energy. The synonym for the Maya Shakti is Bahiranga Shakti, the external energy. Although the Sarup Shakti is one, she executes activities through her three expansions, extensions. All the external inherent qualities of the Sarup Shakti are fully manifest in the Chit Shakti. They are minutely present in the Jiva Shakti, and they are perversely reflected in the Maya Shakti. Right, so that's how Yoga Maya, she's also known as Sarup Shakti, but she's in the principle of the Chit Shakti. Right? It's the internal potency. So, but that's an expansion of the Purna Sarup Shakti, or Srimati Radharani. So in that way, then, she's taking care of everything, but she's in the capacity of assisting Srimati Radharani. Right? And then in the form of Mahamaya, then it's a perverted reflection of how it works, because instead of bringing living entities to Krishna, they're taking away. Like that. Mechanically, you're working on the same things. It's just whether you're going this way. It's like if you're facing this way, the energy works like that. If you're facing the other way, the energy works going the other way. So, yeah.
So Maharaj, every Shakti, he has the original pure form in the spiritual world.
Yes.
And every Shakti have a secondary manifestation, reflection in the material world.
Yes. Means of these main Shaktis, yeah, they all have those. Yeah. At that.
Buddha like that.
Shrup Shakti possesses three intrinsic qualities: Vladini, the pleasure-giving potency; Sandini, the sustaining potency; and Samfit, the potency of cognizance. They are described in the fourth verse of the Dasamula Shiksha. Okay, fourth verse. Okay, so as Bhagavan, Shaktis are there. Shrup Shakti possesses three properties: Vladini, Samvit, and Sadini. The transcendental loving exchanges created by the Vladini help keep Krishna captivated in bliss. The sublime amorous desires flowing out of the Samvit Shakti fan the erotic moods. Rasa of Sri Krishna. The spiritual realm of Sri Vrindavan Dham, brilliant and pure, has been manifested by the Sandini Shakti as the arena for the eternal loving pastimes. Right, because you have to have a place,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then you're going to have the attractions and this and that and then the activities, and then that's going to create the happiness.
Yes.
So you're always going to have these three.
Yes.
So that's why you see is that first is revealed the Dham, then the pastimes, right? And then you can be absorbed in those pastimes. Then there's the taste. Because
yes.
Just knowing them is not going to give the taste.
Yes. Yes.
Right? In Sri Vrindavan, the self-willed supreme lover of Raja, Sri Krishna remains immersed in the eternal nectar of rasa, the pastimes of divine loving mellows. Right? Okay, so this is when he's saying the Dasamula Siksha, the fourth verse. This must be from, that would be, I think, either Dasamula Niryas or Dasamula Tattva, where he gives these extended translations. You know? Don't know. Because one of them is what we're used to, where it just says, you know, the simple thing is like the sutra where he is the Lord of Rasa. Yes.
The first verse explains in the sutra, then the explanation is given next few verses.
That's there, but he's also given, because he's written on Dasamula in so many places. So one of them gives these very big, translations. Like that. And that's all. There's no commentary or things like that. But or this may be from a commentary, you know, in one of the others. Because you have the, Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, that deals with Dasamul. Jiva Dharma deals with Dasamul. Dasamula Tattva deals. Dasamul Niryas. What is it called? Mahaprabhu or Siksha is on Dasamul. You know, like that. So many of them are dealing with this, so like that. Some of them will give a more concise and then explanations. Others then will give, a bigger translation. You know, because if you say he's the Lord of Rasa, but how is that? This is how. Right? Because if you say Sarup Shakti or Rasa, then it means all this. So that's why. Then you have to follow the acharyas, because if we follow those who pride themselves in their, dynamic use of a dictionary, you will never get this translation. Okay. The purport of this verse is externally esoteric in nature, so that's why I'm thinking it's that, because here now he's saying, now he's explaining it. The three properties, Ladini, Samvit, and Sadini, are dynamically displayed everywhere in the creation. Right? So in the creation, that means material and spiritual. Otherwise, it's say spiritual realm or material and Mahatattva. Ladini is personified in Srimati Radhika, the daughter of Maharaj Vishabhanu. She provides Krishna with complete absolute spiritual bliss. She is the most beloved of Sri Krishna and epitomizes Mahabhava, the highest mood of ecstasy, which keeps Sri Krishna spellbound. She expands herself, Kaya Vyuha Sarupa, as the Astasakhi, her eight female companions. Each of these eight companions embodies one of the eight primary bhavas, loving spiritual emotions. Right, so they embody that. They also, you'll see, is like from the previous, the eight shaktis. They're the source of all these shaktis. Does that make sense? Yeah. Srimati Radhika further expands herself as the four seva bhavas, the moods of divine service. These four moods of service are embodied by the four different categories of shakis, female friends or companions. These four are Priya Shakis, very dear friends, Narma Shakis, dear humorous friends, Prana Shakis, friends dearer than life, and Parma Preshta Shakis, dearest of all friends. All these Shakis are Nitya Siddha Shaktis, eternally perfect female companions, who are permanent residents of Braja in the spiritual world. Okay. The Samvit Shakti, so that's Radharani expands that as the Ladini. So she takes care of all these things. So all the bhavas and all these moods of service.
Also, Maharaj, she also takes care in the mood of Sakya, doesn't she?
Well, this is within the conjugal, Rasa.
Ah, yes.
But the principle is there in all of them, because you see in the friends you also have these groups like that. So you're going to have you know the acquaintance, the friends, you know, like that. Then you're going to have the confidential friends. You're going to have the friends dearer than life. Then the humorous friends, and then the dear friends.
But in a female body.
Yes. It means this is all within the conjugal rasa. Like that. Yes.
Are we still on Jayavadana?
Yes.
Because we switched and then, you know, I just want to follow that.
Yes. No, this is still the Jayavadana. This is still explaining what Shakti is, Srimati Radharani. Like that. Because... So the point is you could say, you could just explain this one thing. But the point is that she is all of them. So you, in connection with her, you have to explain them all. Then you understand how they all connect together.
Yes.
Like that. Because just as Krishna, then you have Brahman, Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahman. And then everything that expands from all those features. So with her, the Swarup Shakti, then you're going to have the internal, external, and marginal. And then within internal, you're going to have these, then you have the jivas, then you're going to have the conditioned and liberated, then the material energy, you're going to have, you know, goodness, passion, ignorance, and, you know, like that. So, you know, primary creation, second, like that. So all these features will be there. So from just saying the one, that's how you see when Prabhupada he can be a bit of trouble. Okay? So, now, literally taking, this person is a small amount of trouble. Right? But now, people who know the language, this person is really a lot of trouble, but somehow or another, they're part of the scene, and so we don't say a whole lot. You understand? So that's the difference between when the acharyas translate and depending upon the position, others translate. Now, if others are, you know, the sadhana, this, that, then they'll have a very good translation. But this idea is that, no, we're more intelligent, more academically qualified, we can give a better translation. That just doesn't exist. There's no question that they can give it better. Because if you don't know the culture, don't know the lifestyle, don't know the moods, you can't actually translate. Because language is not just mechanical words. Right? I think that's svotavad. It's just the thing is that the word says and this is it. So that's smartas. No, the word carries all the meanings and moods and feelings and desires and everything like that. So then that's the thing. Someone has to be careful. Yes?
I think in the beginning of Jayavadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that there's etymological meaning of the words and there's traditional. So if we're not sure which one is what, we take traditional.
Yes.
Because etymology, it could be more exact, but out of context,
it doesn't
mean anything.
Yes. So that's the whole point. When you say a literal translation, it's out of context. You know, so that's why you see sometimes you see these translations by some scholar and then they're published by, you take Vedic work. It's now a Western companies have found that there's a big market in India, and that you get somebody, and they translate the works that, may not be there, and they do it in a more modern kind of way, and they become very popular. But the problem is they don't carry, they have no understanding what they're talking about. Certain things that are general, it works okay, but certain things when they're dealing with devotees and moods, they're so wrong. It's just bad. But for another materialist, it looks fine. Because so if I was in that situation, how I think, then they think this is how the Pandavas are thinking. It's just like in the drama. What does it say? It says, the whole conjugal rasa is explained through, some eye movements, how the arms move, and how the position you stand, and that's it. And that's all that's done. So that's conjugal. Right? So if it says that, okay, then the Pandavas, came and they got themselves settled and, spent the evening in conjugal pursuit. So that means sitting around with their wives and the whole situation. And, the nice, pleasant speaking and this and the eyes and this, because they're relaxed. In other words, it means everything's very settled, everything's very nice, they're very comfortable. So they can interact very comfortably as husband and wives and that in the situation. And that's what we see is how Prabhupada translates and older versions translate. But the modern one, he translates, they spent the night in sexual activities. It didn't say that. But that's what they take it, because that's what they would do. So then that's the problem, is the literal then really, really is, and they take, well, the dictionary says this, hey, what can I do? Don't look at me. But they're not educated enough, because it's the culture. They're educated in the dictionary. They know how to flip through the dictionary very effectively, that they're not disturbed by having to flip through a million times through the dictionary, right? If we have to look something up in the dictionary, it's a real trip. Find the dictionary, then look through which order are the letters in, this and that. But no, for them it's very comfortable, because the dictionary is sitting right there. And they always use it, but the problem comes is then they don't know how to use it. And then you have the opposite, where you have Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur learned English by reading the dictionary, and then he can use it so perfectly, to exactly say what he wants to say. Because in other words, he, as Sanskrit is presented, he uses English, but he's not using. There, he's not using it in how they would use it. He would use it in how we would use it. So, in other words, again, it's not the etymology; it's the tradition. So he'd use the Vedic tradition to present it, and then you have it's just like what he's saying is so exactly says what he wants to say. Yes.
We had an experience translating and editing one book. So there was an article on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati of Ragamukha Sadhana Bhakti. Because some say he didn't present it, you know, it's, and there was a very subtle point. And then we tried to translate it, so it didn't really work out. So we contacted the whoever wrote that article. So he explained it, and then we translated it and edited it, but it was too subtle. So when we gave it for the, you know, for the main editor to work, he edited it, but the meaning was reversed.
Yes.
It was all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So then I called the person and said, then just edit it out, the whole thing. I said, just don't worry, but that one point is a crucial point.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how can we do that? He said, okay, then you break your head with this. So we actually came to the conclusion, but for many, it's too subtle, and then they couldn't be bothered. They just you know.
They just leave it. Yeah. If it's something that they have to work too hard on, then
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Absolutely.
You know, So that's the expertise of it. You know, someone like Umapati Maharaj, he was, you know, considered the best editor in the movement, but he takes the longest. You know, if like you know, you got a year, no problem, give him the book. You know, if you want it done quicker, then you have to give it to Dravida. You know, and Dravida is very good, but it's just like Umapati, how he can go in and think of the words and things like that. You know, because you know he and Hayagriva, they would hang out, so that's the kind of level that they were at. But that's the problem, it takes time. The Samvit Shakti arranges for the different relationships among the residents of Braja. Sandini manifests the elements, earth, water, air, etc. The villages, the forests, Govardhan Hill, and all the other arenas for the transcendental pastimes, right? So one is the situation, the environment. The other is the people within the environment and the relationships and all that they do. And then Hladini is that the pleasure that comes from that, all the babas and all that are tasted and the levels of intimacy and all that are tasted within those other two. So you can see is that the Sandini and Samvit, they support Hladini. Yes?
If I remember correctly, previously you mentioned that Radhika, she is the in charge of Hladini. Then Baladev, he's in charge of Sandini. And then Vasudev, in charge of...
Yeah, no, if you want to take the overall like that. Because, in other words, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana is more what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So it is correct.
Yes. Like that. Because you also have then Krishna's Sambandha, Radhika's Abhideya, and then Baladeva arranges that they come together. Like that. So depending upon which position you're putting it, they switch.
Mm.
You know, because as Vasudeva, then he's the one that pulls it together. But when you're starting off, you're starting about Radha and Krishna. Now, how do they come together? Then that's Baladeva and his seeing of the thing. So it's kind of like you're dealing on the underlying level. Does that make sense? Because as Lord of the Kriya, then that means he's taking care of all those activities, like all the devotees, all the coming together, and all that kind of arrangements like that. Well, then Vasudeva, the Mahanarayan, then is taking care of the situations that the Dham, the situations, the appreciation of the Dham that people work in. Like that. So there is these connections, but at the same time, because there's a different title, then there is some slight difference in the flavor or the approach or how it's connected. Does that make sense? Like you'll see is this one creates this, and then you say, okay, they create it all. You know, it's like you say, the Ichashakti. From Ichashakti then springs the Lord's pastimes, the Lord's associates, the Dham, everything like that. Okay, nice. Then, from the Kriya Shakti, from there, then is expanding, you know, the spiritual realm, the material, everything's expanding from there, like that. But I thought it was all the creation was there. You know, then it's the next one, is that that's the basis of everything, where it is we see here, all the trees, all the this, all that. And it's kind of like, but all three of them are creating. But the point is one's creating by the desire. Just by your desire, it's happening. Just like the child wants to eat this. That's why it's being cooked. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so then it's being cooked. But then to cook it, you have to have the ingredients. You know? You know, like the mother, okay, what do you want to eat for dinner? And then he says this. So that means the mother goes to the market, makes the plans, goes to the market, gets the stuff. Then, in the evening, then puts it all together, then cooks it, and then it's there. So that's the whole thing. All of them are. But they're all supporting the Icha, all the desire. So it's all supporting Gladi. So that's why you see this overlapping. So depending on how it's bringing out, then it'll emphasize. And so it appears that there's overlap, because there is. Right? They're all one Shakti that has these different divisions. So it's not just clean cut and, you know, I do this, you don't do that. No, no, you know, so there's a whole argument going on, you know, between, Ila and Urja, like that, Shaktis and all that. Vishnu has to come over and that. No, this is this line here, this is my line, she can't get, you know, it's like, no. Does that make sense? You know, like you're in the kitchen, you're working, you know, husband and wife are there, and he's cooking, he's doing here, she's doing there, she puts the stuff here, and so, that's my line, you put it back in the room. It's a whole. No?
Yeah, then she takes it.
Yeah, the cleaver. And that, okay, I stay on this side. Yes. So, it's layers. It's like in layers, and in these layers there may be different aspects, because it can't explain everything at once. It all goes together. But if you're looking at one thing, then it works like this. If you're looking at another aspect, it looks like this. Another aspect like this. And then with that, each layer has the different names. So that's how there's unlimited names for all the different things. But it's all just one energy. You know, this blanket and the brick wall are all part of one energy. But then, it was, as it mentioned, where was the one that creates variety? Remember? Prahvi is the cause of manifesting unlimited variety. So there's that energy within. So, but it's the Ihladini that's producing it, but there's within the, that's, there's a personality that's what they do. So that way you get unlimited Shaktis. You know, and then within Pravi, there'll probably be what creates in this, and which creates in that, and which creates this variety. Because there's variety in what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you, like that. You know, what the forms, the, oh, does that make sense? Yes, no?
Yes, it's actually, in the pranam mantra of Gadadhar, it is depicted then, and it mentioned Prabhura Nija Shakti, means it's one Shakti, but then expands to all the others. So it's a main Shakti.
Yes,
of
yes.
Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
Who is in that mood of Radhika.
Yes. That's why then they just support. So that's why you don't see Gadadhar manifest all these moods of Radharani. Like that. So she just takes that mood of just serving. Because you see, it's like when there's a discussion. You see it both with the queens and Draupadi, and I think you also see it again with the gopis explaining. And they all just consider themselves maidservants of Krishna. Like that. So the point is that's there to bring out the taste. That's where she takes on all those moods and man and all these different aspects. And that just increases Krishna's pleasure. So it's her service. So therefore she can take it back, because he's playing her part. So what are you supposed to do? You just kind of take, you know, in the back and support how much you can. You know, what's valuable. You know, you think, oh, but no, wouldn't she be more prominent? But the point is who's assisting Radharani? Lalita and Vishaka. So they're going to be the ones there that are assisting them. and Radharani would be taking the baby bear on their back as a support. Because the point is, it's still all happening because of her. So through Lalita and Vishakha, then she's supported. Does that make sense? Because they are her expansions. You know, so that's why when the lowest of the low of the Sahajiyas?
Shakyamuni?
Yeah, no.
Gauranga Nagari?
Gauranga Nagari. They're the ones that Gauranga is, you know, he's enjoying, you know, as the Purusha and all that, which is totally against why he came. And so Gadadhar is Radharani and he's Krishna, and then they they're doing their thing. But that's not why he came, so it's not at all. That's why they're the worst. The Samvit Shakti arranges for the different relationships amongst the residents of Vraja. Sandini Shakti manifests the elements, earth, water, air, etc., and the elephants. Yeah. The villages, the forests, Govardhan Hill, and all the other arenas for the transcendental pastimes. Right? Because these are all places, arenas for pastimes. So Govardhan they'll have, then there they'll be at sometimes, you know, at Radhakund, sometimes at other places, the Govindastali. You know, out in the forest next to the Jamuna, there's to be all these different places. So these are arenas for pastimes. Sandini Shakti also provides the various spiritual forms of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika and their friends, right? Because that's the forms, because it's the forms of everything else. It's also there. So when you say Krishna manifests through his internal potency, this is then Sandini is taking care of that. Right? Yeah, that. Okay, and their friends, companions, servants, cows, etc. Plus, all the other various paraphernalia of their eternal pastimes. The Vladini Shakti transforms into amorous pastimes and thereby keeps Krishna engrossed in sublime ecstasy. The Samvit Shakti manifests the myriads of mystical moods and relationships, thus supplying Sri Krishna with constant amusement, leading to his helical participation. Helical? Like in a helix, kind of? We're getting... No, not looking it up. Okay. No. Busy. Sri Krishna playing his flute to attract the gopis. Taking the cows to graze. Performing the Rasalila dance, etc., are examples of activities arranged by Samvit Shakti. The Sandini manifests the spiritual abode of Sri Vraja, wherein Sri Krishna remains immersed in the exchange of spiritual rasa. Sri Vraja is the highest and most esoteric place of Sri Krishna's pastimes. So you're going to have these, and then they're going to perform the pastimes. You understand? So that's always going to be that fourth.
Spiral.
Okay. Yeah, because it's always, you know, going and always spiral, also getting better and better. Because he's moving through all the pastimes and the Astakali Alila, but each time they get better and more intense and unlimitedly. So it's a good term. So, just as we say Sankarshan Pajumna Aniruddha, these things are taken care of, but at the same time as then Krishna, with that, performs the pastimes. Does that make sense? So you have a difference in the moods of that are experienced and then the mechanical aspects. Just like, remember, we say when there's rati, then you're defining all the different bhavas. But then in rasa, you're not.
Yeah.
So does that make sense? So because we saw here is that, you see, Haladini is all the rasas and all that, at the same time as in all those bhavas. But at the same time, as it said, Samvit's manifesting all those bhavas. But Samvit's manifesting the bhavas means as ingredients.
Yes.
and the mechanics of interacting with them. And rasa then is the interaction that gives the taste.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the whole... And then the situations in which those bhavas can be applied to give the taste, that's the sandhi. Right? But now that's happening because of Krishna's desire. So that's why you'll see sometimes, just like in Vasudev, Prajumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan, then you're going to have the, again, back. You can ask them to go back down to the ground. Very enthusiastic today.
Ladini. Ladini
Shakti. I would say that would be in this one here.
It's coming next month.
Maya service tends to be ordinary, since the service lies in the material realm. Like that. There's that one, or what is it? The distance, but it was also the one where it says that these ones are there in the material. So we're not mentioning them.
That's the same sentence there. It is ordinary, so we are not mentioning them. Maya service.
Oh, yes. The functions of Maya are not described since they are served material activities. So that's that side of life. Where were we?
Right.
No, but there was the... There was a point we were making. Oh, yes. Just like Prajumna. So generally, you see, is where a bit of more confusion comes up is with the position of Prajumna. Because Prajumna is the mood, right? The attitudes, the desires that will be applied when you're engaging in the activities that then will give the results in prayojan, right? So he's part of Sambandha. But you see, so if we're just showing, then you were showing Sambandha. It has the two parts of the knowledge and all that, the skills, then the ability to apply those knowledge and skills and all that in the proper. Attitude, what are the desires that come up from knowing? Because let's say I have knowledge and skills. Then it's just like, I know how to cook. But until I have a desire to cook, I don't cook. So in other words, you have to, it's part of Sambandha, because without it, then there won't be proper, it won't develop. But at the same time, it's part of the activity. Right? So we generally do that, then Vasudeva is as Abhideya, the application, and Aniruddha is the Prayojana. But if we're looking at it from, you know, that's just, if we just look at it in that linear aspect. But if we're looking at it from the... No, I was thinking yesterday's term, the one about the six different opulences. Kalyana Gurus, yes. Kalyana Gurus. New dictionary. Thank you. Okay.
I'm the modern one.
Okay. So then what do you call it? Then you're going to have Sankarshan in Sambandha. You're going to have Prajumna in Abhideya. And you're going to have Aniruddha in Prayojana. And then Vasudeva is going to be putting all those three together as pastimes. You understand? So sometimes you're using the one, that linear one, and sometimes you're using this one where you're, because all these things are there, then there's Radhan Krishna. Like you see, is Ladini and all that is there. All these are expanding from her. And they're all supporting her and Krishna and their pastimes. Does that make sense? So you can have it where they take a position in the order, or where they're separate from that and all that supporting them. Because if you say he's the Lord of Icha, But the point is he's not Icha. Right? It's not different from him. So then that position, he's separate. He has the desire. And then when some Icha, Kriya, and Jnana work together, then that fulfills his desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Why should we separate them for that? I mean, if we say, previously we said Sankarsan and Pradyumna both in Sambandha, and then when you separate them and say there's three... And then
because you see is that in desire, it means you're applying desire to that knowledge and skills. You have to be able to do that. It would be just like, let us say you're learning something. Okay? So when you're learning something, you're not actually... It means even though you're applying it in a practical environment, you're not actually technically doing the activity. You're learning the activity. You know, it's just like, let's say you're learning driving. But you're there with someone who's teaching you driving, and you do the things. You go down the road, you change the gears, you stop, you start, you park, you get out of the parking. You know, you do all these things. You know, you stop on a hill. That's, you know, that's the worst one, you know.
It's mechanic gear.
Yeah. Well, that's we only had that, so that was the problem. That was the one I was always afraid of. Yeah. Ooh, I never thought of that.
Oh yeah.
Parking on a hill. Wow. People in San Francisco must be such good drivers. Yeah, because it's only hills. There isn't anything else. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So. Yeah, so you have that. So you're doing all those things. So you could say it's Abhideya, but it's not. You're not using it in Abhideya. You're learning it. So you see, it's an activity and all that. So Sankarsan represents that activity can be performed, but it's not being performed. Vasudeva is performing it. So it's that much. So it's not just an attitude and that's all. And then Sankarsan is all these things. No, that's the basis on which all the elements exist. And the relationships between them and everything like that. But then the dynamic of how they interact and all those things, that's going to be Pradyumna. So that's why you see everything's created by Sandini. But at the same time, it's Samvit's the one in which all the relationships are applied. Right? Because it says all the relationships are there in Sandini, but then all these relationships are applied there. And then all the relationships give taste. So you can say, well, it's all relationships, so that's all Sambandha. But no, it's that all there is relationship. There's Krishna and his energies. But then it's what feature you're bringing out puts it into the category. So that's why in the spiritual world they don't have to distinguish these things, because they just apply. But here we're learning, we're getting the knowledge, we're distinguishing, and so we learn where everything goes. But when you actually apply it, it's all used together. It's Vasudeva. So the Lord's pastimes, then you don't have to analyze the parts. You can. You can tell the pastime without analyzing anything, and it's a nice taste. Or you can stop and point out, well, here's this and here's that and all those things. Does that make sense? So that's why sometimes you see is that it appears that there's a contradiction. Why here's here being mentioned as Abhideya? When he's the Lord of Abhideya, when it's here. But the point is he's the Lord of Abhideya. Sankarsan's the Lord of Sambandha. Aniruddha is the Lord of Prayojana. But Vasudeva's the Lord of applying all those together practically. Does that make sense? So you're going to have these positions where it seems they overlap. The same thing's being discussed with both. But if you see, there's a difference. One's talking about the existence of all these things. One's talking about the practical mechanics of how those can interact and all those things like that. And one's talking about the actual taste that's gotten in that situation with those activities. Does that make sense? So in other words, the Prayojana is building on the other two. So then those pastimes in which all those three are going on together, that's then the Lord's pastime. That's the name form quality pastimes. Now, you can describe the pastimes mechanically, who's who does what, who's expanding from who, and everything like that. Or you can talk about who does what activities they do, and things like that. You know, but then there's what taste is there. Right? Right? You know, it's saying Radharani gives the highest pleasure, so that's that Ladini aspect. So he's the supreme enjoyer, she's the supreme enjoy. So everything enjoyable expands from her. And all features of enjoyer expand from him. So that's really far out. He just says Mahavishnu is just an umsa. He's like the biggest manifestation that there is. He takes up one quarter of unlimited. You know, at the same time, he's just an umsa, just a part.
More technically, he comes under kala.
Under time.
Kala means the amsha of an amsha is called.
Kala. Oh, amsha is an umsa. Yeah, kala. Yeah. Ladini Shakti transforms into amorous pastimes and thereby keeps Sri Krishna engrossed in sublime ecstasy. Right? Because that's the point. It's the ecstasy that comes out of that. The Samvit Shakti manifests myriads of mystical moods and relationships, thus supplying Sri Krishna with constant amusement, leading to his helical participation. So then it gets better and better. So the point is supplying with those things that those moods and everything that there, that then you can taste the Ladini. Sri Krishna playing his flute to attract the gopis, taking the cows to graze, performing his rasalila are examples of activities arranged by Samvit Shakti. The Sandini maintains the spiritual abode of Sri Krishna, wherein Sri Krishna remains immersed in the exchange of spiritual rasa. Sri Vraja is the highest and most esoteric place of Sri Krishna's pastimes. Vrajana, dear Master, you have explained that Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini are the three properties of the Srup Shakti, and that these three properties are minutely present in the Jiva Shakti and perversely reflected in the Maya Shakti. I am eager to learn the details of the manner in which these three properties are present in these two Shaktis. Right? So now it's been explained in the internal, now he's asking about the Tathasta and the external. Raghunath Das Babaji. A diminutive portion of Swarup Shakti is present in the Jiva. Therefore, her three properties are also present within the Jiva in a small quantity. Right? It means however much you can get in 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, that's how much. The Ladini Shakti is present in the Jiva as perfect Brahmananda, the bliss of Brahman transcendence, which is ready to be realized at any time. So that's why it's inherent for the living entity to understand the spiritual nature. But the point is that's as far as you get. That's why in the neutral state, there's only Brahmananda. That's all the Shakti he has. Right, the Samvit Shakti is manifest in the Jiva as Brahmajnana, right? The knowledge about Brahman. Knowledge of the undifferentiated absolute truth. And Sandini Shakti is manifested in the Jiva as Anu Chaitanya, the minute spark of supreme consciousness, right? So they're conscious. So the Jiva, that's what he's known as conscious. But the point is his natural position is conscious of the knowledge of the absolute truth, undifferentiated, and then the taste of that. When these same properties are projected into Maya Shakti on the material plane, they behave differently because of the resultant contamination. Ladini Shakti is exhibited as gross mundane pleasure, Samvit Shakti as materialistic knowledge, and Sandini Shakti is the 14 planetary systems of the material creation and the physical forms encasing the Jiva. Right? So notice this big explanation on the spiritual, and then kind of quite small on the Jiva, and then really small on the material energy. Because once you understand the other one. But it's interesting. This also produces a very interesting point. Is that the Jiva is that because the bliss, their Shakti, the bliss is bliss of Brahman. Means of that unlimited aspect. And then knowledge of the undifferentiated absolute truth. And then the spark of consciousness. So that means unless you connect with the internal potency, you can't expand that ananda beyond the Brahman platform. So that's why it's iron and fire. But if you don't put it in fire, then it becomes covered, and then that ananda and undifferentiated Brahman becomes then manifested in the mundane differentiated Brahman, right? And trying to find happiness there, but the happiness there is like, you know, millions of times smaller, and from the Brahman it's millions of times greater into when in the Haladini in its full form. So either we have to function under one or the other. So another way you can say we fell from Brahman means that's our consciousness. It doesn't mean in a localized place we are floating around in Brahman. Right? Because we always take it because we're the body, so therefore where the body is the important thing. But no, it's the consciousness of the living entity. Therefore, if you don't turn your consciousness towards the internal potency, then you will be overwhelmed by the external, because you can't maintain that middle position. They're too small. Does that make sense? Yeah. So because otherwise some will, you know, the thing, oh, but you're in prema, unless that, then how can you be, you know, why would you go? No, it's just, this is our position. And the natural thing is to move into a relationship. Even Maya taking care, she has a relationship with the Lord. So it's a natural, we'll have that relationship. But you start from the neutral point, that's the tasta. Then you can decide where you're going to apply the shaktis. That's the independence. Yes?
These three points are like elaborated in Paramatma Sandarbha, explaining all these as the primary qualities of the jiva. I didn't connect that time. Now when I saw, like, these are the three things that are elaborated, like, he's conscious by nature, and Jiva is conscious by nature, he's knowledge and knower of the knowledge, both.
Yes.
And then...
But knower of the knowledge means then the happiness of it.
And then he...
means like you have knowledge of the Rasgula. There's the existence of the Rasgula, the knowledge of the Rasgula, then you're the knower of the Rasgula, means you're eating it.
Conscious of that, he's knower also.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So knower means experience. Yeah. He has knowledge of it. That's one thing. He's the knower of it. That means that's the experiential. That's the prayojana. Does that make sense? So that's what, you know, as Prabhu was mentioning. That's tradition. That's how it's used. It's an old system, but it's how they use. If they want to be very subtle at the same time, be more elevated in that, then they'll say he knows. That knower of. Does that make sense? You know the reference? No? Yeah, okay. We're good? Jivadharma, chapter 14. Thus, Narad praises Krishna. Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Sva Samstaya Samapta Sarvartam Amogha Vanchitam Svatejasa Nitya Nivritta Maya Guna Pravaham Bhagavantam E Mahi. Let me surrender to you, Bhagavan, who are the condensed form of pure knowledge, and by your Srup Shakti you have all powers. Your desires are always fulfilled because of your Srup Shakti. You are never touched by the material gunas. Because these are the Srup Shakti is there. He works with Srup Shakti. So there's an aspect of that that manifests everything, but also then manifests the material. So he doesn't have to deal with it. Tam Ishwaram Swashrayam Atma Mayaya Vinir Mita Shesha Vishesha Kalpanam Kridartam Abhyata Manusha Vigraham Nato Smi Duryam Yadhu Rishi Satvatam. I bow down to you, the Supreme Controller, dependent only on yourself. By your potency, you have constructed the unlimited particular arrangements of this universe. Now you have appeared as the greatest hero amongst the Yadus, Vrishnis, and Satvatas, and have chosen to participate in human warfare. Srimad Bhagavatam 10, 37, 22, and 23. The meaning of the two verses is this. I surrender to Bhagavan, who has a form, Ganam, which is the supreme tattva, Vijnana, and is pure, Vishuddham. You have all powers, Sarvartham, which are eternally perfect, Samaptam, by your Sarup Shakti, the form of your Sarup. You have no desire for the actions of the material world, which are useless, Amoga Vanchitam. But sometimes, though he does not desire it, he has a relationship with the world. End quote. But you are free of the influence of the gunas eternally by the power of your Sarup Shakti. So, he doesn't desire the material manifestation, but because the jivas have that interest, therefore it's manifest for their benefit. Though he doesn't desire it, but it's there. But he doesn't deal with the gunas. He's free of the gunas because his energy takes care of it. He has the desire. We see as a material energy, its manifestation is just a perverted transformation of his internal potency. And so the internal potency takes care of it. He desires it, the internal potency takes care of it. So he never deals. He just deals with the internal potency. Does that make sense? You know, it'd be like... Okay.
Like Maharaj in the jail, like the director of the jail is like giving order like that, but he's not in jail.
Yeah, he's not in jail, and he doesn't actually deal with the criminals.
Yes.
You know, he has his shaktis.
Yes.
They deal. So when they're sitting in his office, they have that mood and this and that, and they're, you know, nice and yes sir, no sir, and all these things like that. But then when they go down into the courtyard and all that, and somebody's making trouble, then, you know, out come the tasers. So you could say, technically, who's disciplining the criminals? The warden. But he never does it directly. You know, and even if he does come down there himself, he still is there and talking to them. You know, he can talk to them, but still, when something is going to be done, it's his energies take care of. Something sense. So we see it going on here. That's why, because the Satkaryavad, there's always going to be what's in the original is going to be happening here. That's how we can even relate to an original. Right? So that's the thing, is that even though our position may be tatasta, it's still natural to you have knowledge, you have the existence, and you have the taste from activities. So these are there. Just we don't know how to apply it beyond. So what we're seeing is that, well, we want to be happy, and we see that by this knowledge and skills, then we can generate happiness. And we want that ourselves, rather than do that same thing for Krishna. And then in that way, experience unlimited happiness. Right? So we have a very minor amount of blood, but, you know, for our size, it's okay, you know. But when you apply that in the material, even that becomes covered. So the happiness, so what happiness is inherent in the soul becomes covered when you come into the material world. So that as good as it gets, it's not going to get anywhere. Right? Then you're going to have. Then when you apply that into the spiritual world, then you're dealing with that unlimited energy, and so the happiness is there. The variety that's there and everything. Because the one is, it's internal, but there's no variety. And here's the variety. Right? Because if you're going to perform activity, you want to do different things. No? Yes?
So can we say that Brahmananda is outside of material happiness?
Yes.
But the view is from material point of view.
It can be. Means, in other words, if the living entity if the idea of using these things are for his own pleasure, then that falls within the material. And then even up to liberation is still part, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha are still part of the material, consciousness. So it's only when it's about Bhagavan that you go beyond that. Does that make sense? Yeah. So even, let's say, in Vaikuntha, they're worshipping Bhagavan, but the emphasis is on how he's God and this and that, so on the Paramatma aspect. But they're still worshipping Bhagavan. Right? And in activities. And then the Shantaras, they're worshipping Bhagavan, but mostly about, you know, his situation, about how he is, all these things, and not so much the dynamic interaction. So then you can see Braj is special because then it is Bhagavan in that category of Bhagavan. You're serving Bhagavan from the position of appreciating that aspect of Bhagavan. Mm-hmm. Right? Vaikuntha is worshipping Bhagavan, appreciating Paramatma. And Shanta is appreciating, you know, the Brahman. Yeah, it means just the, you know, just how he's unlimited, how he's everything. He's still a person. So we say is, so there's there, it wouldn't be impersonal. So that's the point. When we say the Brahman, we don't mean impersonal. In that they don't accept the person. But the point is you have to naturally move in that way because you're a person, so therefore why wouldn't you accept the Lord as a person? So that's the point, is being right in that middle, you either move one way or the other. So you either from there move into Shanta Rasa and then into your natural rasa, or you move into the material. Does that make sense? Because you're going to appreciate the Lord, so that's the Shanta, so you develop that Rati, and then that Rati will become specific. Does that make sense? Because the attraction of the Lord is more general. Then there's the specific attraction. How are you specifically attracted to the Lord unless you're attracted to the Lord in general? Does that make sense? So yeah. That's just when you're elevating. You know, the internal potency doesn't have that problem. So they're non-different, so they see it from there, and then it expands out. I offer respects to you, Twam, Bhagavan, named Krishna, and also to your Antaryami, Purusha, who is your Amsa. Time's up. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.